day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
Mixed trade holding in cattle and hog futures here on Wednesday following limited volume. Early pressure in nearby lean hog futures quickly eroding, allowing for a renewed sense of market stability as traders focus on current fundamentals. Firm gains have continued to hold in deferred lean hog futures as traders anticipate Chinese buying to support the complex both short and long term. It's expected that the activity through the end of the week will remain subdued as traders prepare for the long Easter weekend. Futures trade will remain closed on Friday. Corn futures today lower in light trade. May corn futures about 1.25 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones 14 points lower. NASDAQ down 6 points. Live cattle futures bounced higher and lower today in a narrow to moderate range. The firming market shifts earlier in the week, though, creating some great opportunities for traders to adjust their nearby positions as they take profits due to limited trade volume. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed today, $1.10 lower in select and up 55 cents per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 108 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, light trade was seen in all cattle futures, with prices hovering in a mixed range from 37 cents lower to 27 cents higher. Firm early week buyer activity seen in all cattle markets, which has allowed for nearby contracts to adjust positions in front of the extended holiday weekend as overall volume expected to remain sluggish over the next couple of days. Meanwhile, today grains were mixed with corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower as spillover pressure from soybeans turned action lower after some light early gains. Soybean trade 8 to 10 cents lower today with trade looking like it wants to set up a test of lows after light early buying evaporated with little fresh news. Meal was $2 to $3 lower and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 cents lower to 3 cents higher with light profit taking on winter wheats after the early week sell-off.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.